you guys are going live in like 5 seconds.
I can't find the end to my
Oh, that's a bit of a problem, isn't it?
Are we live? We're live.
No, that's not the end either.
Are you doing knit or crochet?
I box.
Are you box? Oh, that's right. That's right. You do the
work.
What is it exactly?
I saw it.
I
know.
Oh, hi everybody.
We're just coming in with me talking about my scarf boxing that
so
I can't find the end.
It's arts and crafts time, children.
Yay.
Hooray.
Yay.
We all had our naps and it was lovely, and now it's time to
I wish I had a nap.
I need
now
a nap.
Now
it's time to I got like 9 hours of sleep and I still need a nap.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I got like 6. I was stupid and picked up night shift this weekend.
Found the end.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to episode 20. 20?
It is episode 20
already.
Yeah. Wow. What the hell? Jackie's taking my intro.
I am. You're busy with your box and yarn and finding your end and bullshit. Like you're slacking, so I'll pick up. So hello all. I'm Jackie. I sew today. I also play Signar at the WITC that we'll talk about in a little while. I really screwed us. I'm sitting in the middle of us, so
we don't know which direction to go.
Okay, we'll just go this way in a circle.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Where do we go?
Which way?
That way.
Oh, see
your
next.
Yeah. The normal way.
I don't know. I was gone for a cast. I'm Casey, and I play Legion once in a while. I'm really hoping that actually after Gen Con and all this craziness, I will actually start to play again.
Yeah, hear to that.
Or I might actually get into Grimkin because John bought like 2 starter boxes and then all the extras. So
it seems like a very John thing to do.
He wasn't interested in them like really at all. I was the one interested, so it's just hilarious.
He strikes me as a new shiny kind of guy sometimes.
Yeah, yes. He's new shiny guy.
Squirrel.
Yes.
I'm Danielle. I play minions and I'm needle felting, which you stab felt a lot, and I might say ow. I've already said it twice because I've said it myself.
Oh yeah.
Just stab felt.
Excellent for anger management.
It is. Yeah, my yarn. I make scarves with yarn in a box.
You're gonna have to explain that to me because I'm not getting it.
We'll
do that later.
Yeah. We can talk about our crafts.
Yes.
I'm Amanda. I play Convergence. Not very often lately. Like Casey, hoping to pick it back up, but I'm expecting maybe a really good theme force that makes me super interested in playing again. Maybe. We'll see what we get this month. And today I'm working on a hodgepodge collection of things for my costume for Gen Con, so we can talk about that.
Oh shit, you're down to the wire.
Yes,
yeah.
We are.
Yeah, but I only have like a few things
to
do.
When do you leave? Like Wednesday?
Wednesday. So I got tonight, Monday night, Tuesday night, we're good.
If you really needed to, I guess you could work on it in the car. I've done that with my
before. I literally, the stuff that's here is the stuff that I need to finish.
Oh, yeah. That's not so bad.
Like, then. I'm pretty much done.
Okay. And she's been helping me with mine.
I did help Casey finish hers.
Yes.
Also, hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Jim has some questions for us. Why don't we do announcements, though, first?
Yes.
Yeah. So, WITC is next weekend. Not next weekend.
Two
weekends from now, rather.
Yep.
Gen Con's next weekend. You guys mentioned that.
And also Rick's event. Rick, I'm still not happy about you with that, but whatever.
Is it next weekend?
Yeah.
Is it Saturday or Sunday?
It's Saturday.
Oh, fuck. That's right.
Yeah. I know he's doing it to be nice, but
I know.
Rick, I want to go.
I know. That's the one day next weekend I work,
yeah.
Though, is Saturday.
Aw.
Rick, you should have done it on Sunday.
The majority of people are going to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sucks. You suck, Rick. Stop being good.
Rick.
Stop being a Morty.
Rick, stop being a Morty.
And then after that weekend is WITC, and Jackie will be attending that.
Yeah, I'm the only one of you lame people.
John was
I'm going to Gen Con. I'm going to be tired still because it's fucking huge.
It is.
John's going to WITC.
So is Brian.
Yep.
And George. A lot of Baraboo people are going.
I think we have, 2 or 3 teams of Baraboo?
I think it's 3.
3 teams of Baraboo.
Now, are Megan and Orion from Baraboo as well?
Nope, they're from La Crosse.
They're from La Crosse. Okay, I kept forgetting where they're from, and I've asked them like 4 times already, so I didn't want to keep asking.
And then in September, I can't remember the date, but Brian Culp's doing an event in Milwaukee.
Okay.
I don't remember the date. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And then
figure it out.
Anything else in September?
My birthday.
Yay.
Oh, my birthday's next week too, I suppose.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
October? Anything?
December.
Well, November is War Machine weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so sad
Game
I have
Con.
To miss that.
I'm debating. I don't know. I keep flip-flopping.
Why do you have to miss it?
I work that weekend. Oh. And then I negotiated for the following weekend off, which is my wedding anniversary, and I run a marathon the next day. So
that makes
sense. Having marathon day off seems like a thing.
You could go to really GameholeCon, maybe.
Yeah, GameholeCon.
I might.
You're flip-flopping between the two.
I'm like, I can do it. I can drive down. And then I'm like, I don't know
where
if I can
it?
Drive
where
down.
Where is GameholeCon again?
GameholeCon is on Alliant Energy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not far.
No.
Oh, yeah. Dude, why
they
are
they have
you
like
not
Friday
coming?
Night event?
Why?
I know. Like 5 hours. I'm gonna be a couple more months pregnant. Like it ain't
that's
gonna
fair.
Work.
Oh, pregnant? Have you announced that yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, no
that
surprise.
That was last time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, cause this I'm doing Gen Con Drive, and it's like I don't know if I want to do it. We're gonna stop a lot, and I feel like it's gonna be much worse. Come November, so I want to go, but same time I don't think it's gonna happen.
When you remind me when you're due.
February.
Yeah, you'll be like ready to pop.
Yeah, I'll be.
And that's and November will be the depressing part because you'll feel like you're ready to pop, but you won't be.
I already feel really fat and just uncomfortable right now, so it's like yeah, I don't.
Yep, that's why I'm never doing it again.
Yep,
kind of feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. Adoption's a thing, as it turns out. Somebody else do the heavy lifting.
All right. I think that's
I honestly preferred GameholeCon.
Yeah?
And
to War Machine Weekend?
Yes. I mean, there's just, it's gotten bigger. There's a lot more to do. Mm-hmm. And there's still War Machine, if you want to do that. There's
yeah,
40K.
War Machine Weekend, for me, is more about the people and the friends than it is the actual War Machine. Like, if all of my War Machine friends are at War Machine Weekend, obviously they're not going to be at GameholeCon.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It's a shame that it's always on the same weekend, it seems now. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. Again, it's closer. And, I don't know, maybe War Machine Weekend will get to a point where people just don't really want to do that. Maybe they'll come to Game Hall instead.
Maybe. St. Louis is a long way, but St. Louis does have barbecue, and Madison
does
not.
Yeah, the barbecue.
Yeah. And, I mean, it was fun. Like, I had a blast when I went to War Machine Weekend.
Yeah, I haven't been for a couple of years myself, but it was a really good time.
I think the reason why I kind of liked it a little bit better than GameholeCon is because I'm a very one-game sort of person.
Sure.
But I think Aaron might be interested in GameholeCon because of this stupid Dragon Ball game.
You're very monogamous in your game relationships.
Yes.
Yeah. Most of us are dirty whores when it comes to that. So
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
I get the pregnancy angle from your side though for both War Machine Weekend and for GameholeCon though.
Yeah, it's just gonna be cheaper and. Not 5 hour drive.
Oh, I have a ton of, especially if you're having a little girl, I have a ton of baby shit you can have, by the way.
I really want a baby girl.
Yep.
Speaking of.
But girls are the best.
Yes.
I wanted a boy to begin with, but girls are the best.
I was at Costco today and stumbled across a shit ton of baby pajamas. And I was just like, Danielle
They're
and Aaron
so
are going to hate me because I'm just going to buy everything. Like, I'm not having kids of my own,
yeah,
so I'm going to dress up your child.
Yeah, we have a ton of hand-me-downs. Some of them are gender neutral, too, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll hook you up.
I find out in September, so I'm like, I just
okay,
can't.
You are going to find out. Good.
Oh, God,
I don't know how some people do that.
My friend did it, and it drove me crazy.
Yeah.
It's are like, you going to do
I
a gender reveal party?
No.
Okay. Okay, those are kind of lame. Yeah.
Open a box of balloons.
And they're all blue.
Or do the cake thing is kind of cute. If nobody else knows, I can get on board with the cake thing at your birthday shower. Your birthday shower. I'm super with it today, guys. This is not even... Jack is not fucking around today.
Sorry.
For my sister-in-law, she just had hers just over a year ago. And when they did the gender reveal, they told her sister what the gender was, so then mom and dad didn't know. So then mom and dad squirted silly string at each other with the color of the gender.
Oh, that's kind of cute. I don't know, like, gender reveal parties are... They seem
it's
just
like,
too much of a fad.
Yeah.
It strikes me as like having a bridal shower on top of having a bachelorette party. Or it's just too much.
Yeah. You know?
A lot.
Yeah. Like, surprise, I'm getting married and let's celebrate
Oh my God, engagement parties. Those are the stupidest things ever.
Oh, yeah, those two. Yeah. Those two. Yeah.
Like, no, what the fuck? You're just asking for more things.
Yeah, it's a gift grab, basically.
That's what I feel like.
And you'll get so much bullshit with babies. Like,
yeah.
Everybody and their mother wants to give you everything for it. It's because it's a new baby.
Right.
So.
It's a new creature.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, new human coming in, you know. Yeah, you'll
I know it's
more.
A human. I've seen ultrasounds. It does look like a tiny human, not a creature.
It doesn't look like a human ultrasound, though. It looks just kind of like a little...
Well, the blob.
It looks kind of like E.T., yeah.
The first
or
blob
like the
was
blob.
A blob, but the
does
second
it look
one
like
I
the
got...
blob, like in the movie, the blob? Or
like a little bacteria thing?
It's yeah,
like a little,
yeah, yeah. It just kind of wiggles
You're
around a little
amoeba.
Bit. Yeah, it's, they don't look much more human when they first come out, just FYI. They got, like, the cone head thing. Yeah. They just don't... The newborns just don't look right.
Yeah. My mom found, like, a little knitted Viking hat, and, like, that's what I need.
I had a good friend of mine that crochets baby hats, and she did a Minnesota Vikings hat for us because I am from Minnesota. So.
That's cute.
That's adorable.
It is.
It's adorable, even though it's the wrong one.
Hey, we've got the better colors, I'm just saying.
Yeah, my favorite color is green, but green and gold just, they're a funky combo.
Yeah, it's kind of like puke and piss, you know?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's not, no. And, I mean, the Packers, I mean... You know, at least we're badass Vikings. You guys are like meat packers.
To be fair,
which
though,
I mean, if you're, you know, I guess if you're going to a strip club, either it'd be okay. But
I think we are the only team that's publicly owned.
You
so...
are the only. So you, I mean, you do have that going for you.
Definitely, like,
you
know, superior in
you
that
are,
aspect.
I will give you that. You guys don't go after taxpayer funds all the time for brand new stadiums that nobody wants either. So. You know, I'll give you guys credit.
You know,
where credit
we actually make it to the Super Bowl sometimes too.
Yeah, we've made it there. We've just never won it. You know? We made it there like twice, I think.
I'm sitting over here like Ralph in The Simpsons, like I'm just doing my craft.
You're not football.
This is a War Machine podcast. That's why you're talking about football, so babies, and crafts.
The best part is it's the War Machine Women's podcast, and we're sitting here talking about football.
Do we want to talk about our crafts?
Because sure. I have no idea what you're doing.
We should answer Jim's questions,
too. Oh, yes.
Okay. What are the questions?
Jim said, what are your feelings about Company of Iron was the first one.
I don't know what Company of Iron is, so you're going to have to fill me in.
It's their little game that they're making, and they have some new models that are coming with it. So there's like a Signar... I don't remember what she is because I didn't really care. But then there's like a Pig Solo, and that Solo is fucking broken. And I've heard many people say, why isn't she a caster? Because she's... has so many rules and she's amazing, but it's like a little solo game thing. Just kind of one of their little off game board things, I think.
Like Grind, but that didn't kick off.
I think it's
like Grind but not crappy.
Yeah, I guess. I haven't really looked. I was just looking at the Pig Solo because I was really interested in her, but my thoughts are I really want the Pig because she's broken. I don't even remember what the spell she has, but she's so good. Like, she's better than God, what the hell is his name? The dude with the Kador thingy. Maximus.
The dude with the Kador thingy.
That's very, very awesome.
And I do this because every time he kills something, he attacks another thing. So that's why I just keep thinking
that guy.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about the Pig. So that's my two cents.
I didn't know what Company of Iron was, so I guess I don't really have much of an opinion.
Yeah. Company Iron does not have casters.
No, but the Pig's a solo. I mean, they're both solos, I think.
Something that we should maybe talk about is the subscription service that they unveiled at Lock and Load. The sign up for a model a month, I think it evens out to be like $15 a model or something like that.
I'm still thinking about it.
Oh, I'm getting it.
I'm probably going to end up getting it. John's going to probably end up getting it. So
I think
that equals me getting it.
I am almost certainly not, just because I don't know. I'm just generally not impressed with their solo models, their resculpts for the most part. Like, some of them are really good. Like, I really like the Steel Soul Keg Protector from Gen Con a couple years
ago.
She's
a beautiful model.
Yeah,
she's a
great.
Little too boring compared to some of the other
Gen Con
models, but she's solid looking. She's not tits and boobies and...
I mean, she's clockwork, so I mean, that'd be pretty...
Well, they still have, like, a very effeminate form.
Oh, sure.
But it's not, like...
It's not like in-your-face sexuality. Yeah.
It's just...
No, I really liked her. She was a very elegant model, I thought. Blight and Baylor was great too. I loved her.
Blight and Baylor is my personal favorite.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of sad that Gen Con's Ram thing is going to be that.
The Voltaic Vixen.
Travis said something like it is related to beer.
It is, yep. So they did confirm.
How the fuck is it?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. Unless they've changed the model. Because, I mean, it was only a 3D thing on the computer.
The big hand is a flask. I'm guessing.
That's far.
That's her beer. That's her beer going hand, not her jerking somebody off hand. Okay. I see.
You can hold a lot of beer with that.
I'd fall more for the bra that holds wine.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Or she's carrying a purse. That's you know what? I would be so okay with a pinup model with a tap on the side of her tits.
Her tits just look massive this because it's huge. A wine glass. Yes.
I'd be super on board with that.
Privateer Press heard it here first.
Yep.
You can only have big boobied models if there are wine flasks.
I mean, we do know that we have influence since you changed the Convergence battle engine.
Yes.
Yep. That was a good suggestion though. Prime numbers are good.
I think they probably were thinking of that ahead of time. But I like to pretend it was me.
Take your credit, dude. Take your credit. Speaking of big-titted models, there was actually a good discussion in the Crix forum, not the Crix forum, the Crix Facebook page. Doug Seacat was looking for suggestions on the models that they're making for Scar 3, I think it is. Mm-hmm. Some of the Raider models that'll be on her boat. I guess she's going to be a battle engine caster.
She's on a big boat.
Cool. Yeah, there was actually some somewhat productive discussion about the giant-titted models, and they actually did downsize a couple of them. So, good. Well done, PP. You actually listened.
They looked a little fake to me, though. Like, that's the thing that kind of bugged me. You know, like, when fake boobs are kind of, like, really round?
Yeah, really round and blocky.
And, like, really thin at the top, but then they just get...
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing that kind of
bothered me. Totally fake.
Yeah.
I just assume that they're all fake, personally.
There's some plastic surgeon just raking it in the Iron Kingdoms.
You know, if I were a doctor in the Iron Kingdoms, that's what I would do.
Oh, man, that should be, like, the next Grimkin model.
Dude, the Cephalix. That's how the Cephalix make their money to make their monstrosities. Yes. They do the plastic surgery.
Speaking of plastic surgery, we're just, like, getting more and more off topic. I read a really interesting article about, and this is, like, one of those obvious, like, you should realize this moments, but it was a woman who just went to 3 different plastic surgeons and was like, I want to look more like a supermodel. What suggestions do you have for my face? And they all did, like, what they would do to make her look more attractive.
Okay.
And then they showed, like, the Photoshopped afterwards, and they were all very different. Which is not surprising when you think about it.
No,
it's just, like, really, like, baffling to think.
It's kind of cool.
It's also very, if you want to feel bad about yourself, a really good way to do it.
Yes. Yeah, fair enough.
Jim had another question.
I was happy that they actually listened to feedback about that, though. Yeah. That seemed like the discussion in that was actually good. I don't think I'm a member of any Facebook groups anymore except for Crix and Legion because the other ones were cesspools, but those two are the two evil factions have the best Facebook poop pages.
Legion, I've always seen like fan artwork and people painting shit and it's
it's actually a good page. But yeah.
Convergence is usually pretty good.
I don't think I ever joined Convergence and maybe I should. We've got Convergence.
They're usually just, you know, people who like clockwork stuff. They're not really...
I'm on board with that.
The one time where someone made the bad Lucant pun, that was about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Jim had a question, though. He said...
Kin is actually a cheaper way for filling out the faction.
Yeah, I've heard.
Not bad. People say gender reveal parties... If you have an actual party, you probably get gifts. If you're just doing, like, a video of the gender reveal, you're not going to get gifts.
You probably get food.
Yeah,
truth probably. Be told, the video thing seems even dumber, because who's going to watch that? Like,
your family,
for the most part, but for the most part, like, I don't know. Why don't you just tell them?
Like, I agree.
Yeah.
Just send them a text message. I'm just throwing that out there. Oh, somebody else commented that Scorn Memes. I am a member of Scorn Memes still because that group is the best.
Yeah, they got pretty quiet though ever since Scorn got better though.
Yeah, now they're just the bitter group. Yeah, they're just like the openly bitter Facebook group. Yes,
the
group.
Themes. We don't have themes now, and it's like, oh god, you poor things. I'm sorry. When the European Team Championship, all three members were Scorn players, mm-hmm. and they won. Like,
you don't need themes.
No. Granted, they were all playing one list as theme, but
I will say for the WITC, I'm only playing one of my lists as a theme. Partially because I'm missing a couple of models. I don't have my Catherine Lattermore is in multiple pieces, for example. But
is that because of someone
tapered together?
Yeah, it's because of somebody. You know,
somebody.
No names named, of course.
Do the old masking.
That's
tape.
The other thing that you have to hurry look forward and... to with children, by the way.
Yeah.
Is kiss all of your models goodbye,
or put them in a locked box somewhere.
We have a room that
get a gun safe and put them all in there. If I were smart, I would have put my models in our gun safe.
We have a room that's locked, though.
I would need, a bank safe for all of ours, because we have so fucking many.
Yeah, we're pretty... we're at that point as well, I suppose.
Yep. We have a whole, like you said, just a whole room for that stuff.
Yep. We
need to get a lock for it, that's all.
Yeah, we have a basement, but that's just not good enough.
No.
Our security's pretty low.
Did he say anything else? Talk about Grimkin for a second?
Sure. Yeah.
Because I literally was just going to come on the podcast to say this, and I think I've told most of you guys. Mm-hmm. There was a big to-do in the Grimkin Facebook about all the podcasts out there talking about Grimkin, and all they've had to say about Grimkin is that Grimkin is OP and their names are stupid. So I'm just here to say that Grimkin is OP and their names are stupid.
Okay. Gotta finish that out with us.
I heard good things about them during the CID testing. I guess I haven't seen them on the table since they came out.
They are different. And so if you are not prepared to play against them, you're going to think they're OP.
Okay.
And their names are puns, and puns make me angry.
I'm surprised Keith hasn't tried to pick them up if their names are all puns.
They're all puns. Brian is playing them currently. He's actually playing them at the WITC, and he is very fond of them. Mm-hmm. They're interesting, and some of the models look really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, my feelings are not that they're OP and their names are stupid, but I just, there have been a lot of podcasts out there complaining about them that have all done armchair theory instead of actually playing them.
Feel like once you actually play them, it's like, okay, I just need to think about how to do this, not just be afraid.
Are they more of a control faction then?
Yep.
Oh, I actually might enjoy them then.
Yep, they're
it makes me sad because I really hate them conceptually.
Yeah, they're just so just weird.
Yeah, they don't fit in with the Iron Kingdoms, I don't think. I know that they're in the Iron Kingdoms in the lore in certain places, but I just don't like them thematically.
The lore for the child that I learned yesterday is that Menoth sent her to hell because she just wouldn't do what she was told to do.
Okay.
So, just so you know, in the Iron Kingdoms, you can send children to hell when they disbehave. Misbehave.
Why is this not the Iron Kingdoms? This seems like a thing that should happen here, too.
Yeah, just send your kids to hell when you're cranky at them. But yeah, Grimkin is it's different. If you're not prepared to play against it, you're going to be confused as fuck. Because they have those, the arcana or the reactive stuff where it's like you're doing something, I'm now able to do something on your turn. Or
I mean, to be fair, everybody said the same about Convergence as well, especially with the focus manipulation that Convergence has. That's unique. Everybody thought that was weird and OP at the first two. So
yeah,
same shit, different day.
Yep.
So what are you doing with your box?
You keep wrapping around all these little, I'm going to call it a castle top.
I'm going to take a picture of it and put it on our Facebook because this is really bizarre.
I was going to say, if you want one of the real ones that are plastic, I can give you mine.
Oh, this is like the loom knitting thing.
Yes, it's like a loom, but a box.
I see. It's ghetto loom knitting. Okay.
It's ghetto loom knitting. Yeah.
Two or three years ago. I saw a video on Facebook, and they made this box, but they used a tissues box.
Okay.
Which I felt was too flimsy.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think I had one. That. So it's like, hey, I have a shoe box. I'll just cut up the shoe box and throw a hole in the bottom.
I mean, it obviously works. You've got, you've got...
Yeah.
Scarf-looking thing in it,
I've
you
made
know.
A scarf-looking thing. I've made probably 20 scarves by now. Or
I mean, you could probably make a tube top with that, too.
I could.
Yeah.
Could if I used a stretchy enough one.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I have a smaller box.
Did you get that picture?
No, did I only send it to Danielle?
I think it was only Danielle.
We can tell the story afterwards.
But,
did you knit a tube top?
No.
No.
No, I think it's better.
Okay. It's better if I ask, if I say, tell the story. Okay. So, we're just going to get off the box. I'll show you the box really quick. This is how it's turning out. You know, there's what I've been doing. Mm. Anyway, okay.
Last time I tried crocheting, I tried doing a wheel pattern, and I did it in black and white, and Keith said that it looked like a line of buttholes, and I haven't crocheted since. I made the butthole scarf, and that was that.
Do you have a picture of it? Because I'd like to see that.
I probably do. Okay. Let me see if I can find
That's
it.
That's awesome.
I haven't crocheted in a really long time. This is all I do. And finger knit.
So are we talking about our crafts? Because I guess I could go.
Yeah, talk about your crafts.
So I'm needle felting, where you take felt, and then you take needle, which is barbed and hurts like hell if you stab yourself, and you stab it a lot. So I've accidentally made a penis, because I'm trying to make a cloud for
my...
That's
a penis?
Well, it kind of has, like, the balls...
Oh, I see. I see. That's a tiny penis. I feel so sorry for that poor man.
I'm trying to make it into a cloud, so I gotta add some more stuff to it. But my idea, since I don't know what sex my baby is, I'm gonna make a little mobile out of, like,
oh, clouds. Sure. Nice. Yeah.
So that,
okay, I was going a different direction with that mobile, but I'll make them half penises and half vaginas, and we'll see how this goes.
Equal opportunity.
Yeah. That's
you
great.
Could do like Cartman did and make a vagina with balls if you really wanted to be an equal opportunity. When it does turn out to be a boy, you could put like the little guy from Mario Kart Racing.
She says when it turns out to be a boy, like that's...
You're wrong. We're all hoping for a girl. Mm-hmm. I know. I want Sonya too.
I have more
names. Did you pick out names already?
I have so many names. We have one name for a boy. So if it's a boy, we're thinking Kurt, but maybe Oliver.
It has to be Carl. You know it.
You know it.
You know what's funny?
Carl.
My dad's middle name is Carl. So I'm like trying to work that in. Like maybe
that's
I could
a good
do that
excuse
for,
then
for a middle name.
It's a family name.
But for a girl, it started with Sonya because I really like Sonya from Heroes of the Storm, and she's a beast. And I figured my child can emulate that. Or then it turned into Freya, maybe.
Freya's a pretty name.
Yeah, my mom thought of that, and like I really like that. And then we also like Moira. And then I thought today I also like Thea too, so I have like a bajillion names.
Freya's a good goddess name too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just got done reading Neil Gaiman's Norse mythology, actually. Very good.
Oh, yeah. How did that turn out? I was wondering
about
that.
It's very good, actually. It's literally him just retelling the Norse myths, so it's, I enjoyed it a lot, but it's very different from his other works, so.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just because it's just him retelling the Norse myths, it's not him creating his own story or lore to go with it. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed Sandman.
The Sandman comics were great.
So good.
I've only made it through the 6th out of 10, I think, but they're awesome.
I cried at the end. I'm a crier. Mm-hmm. If something doesn't go the way I want it to.
Yep. I should finish those now that you mention it.
Yeah, it's really, I would suggest, finishing it if you can.
What are you doing, Amanda?
Amanda's making a garter.
So, yep, I made gloves like a minute ago. Remember that?
As I'm like mumbling with a needle in my mouth. I just took some socks that I found at Forever 21 that were like lacy and had a little frilly bullshit. Cut the bottoms off, cut a thumb hole. I have gloves, not socks.
Work with socks too, I guess, if you put it that way.
Yeah. They're just without toes.
Yeah.
So you know, they still be socks.
They make toe socks, so why not toeless socks?
Yes, toeless socks. Right now I'm sewing up a garter belt. After that, I'm going to be adjusting the buttons on a shirt. And then I'm mostly done with my costume, but I had a skirt that I bustled, and I've got just a lot of stuff going on.
Now, what are you going as again?
I'm just making a steampunk cosplay.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Or steampunk costume. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been an adventure.
Yep.
It's been a lot of work.
Yeah, it was a lot of work.
You'll get to see the whole ensemble on Saturday is when we decided to wear them.
Yep, Saturday is costume day. And
you're not just going to wander around the whole time in costume?
No, that's gross.
That is gross.
I'm sorry. I like to be clean. So I will only be wearing my costume one day.
I mean, nobody else showers, so why would you?
Yeah, right. Someone had asked if these are Lost Aspect shirts we're selling. No, we're not selling them yet. So we, last minute, have really wanted t-shirts for just us in general. Had been looking for someone to make shirts for a relatively inexpensive price because they are... Screen printing isn't cheap.
No.
So we had originally had someone who was going to do vinyl printing on t-shirts we had purchased already that just wasn't coming together quickly enough for us. So I found a vendor in the town where I live who would take the shirts from us and then do the screen printing and then save the screens for us for future shirts. So Danielle, Casey, and I had bought shirts that I had just sitting in my living room for probably a good month.
Yeah.
So I just took them to him and this is the final product.
Yeah,
Casey and I have...
So I don't like having t-shirts for everything because I have a lot of t-shirts already, but I kind of regret not getting them though.
Well, I think we're going to do another run.
Yeah.
I think we're probably going to do several runs.
Several runs.
I want more.
And we, with the screens, we can change colors.
I believe so. I will have to double check with him.
Hopefully.
But yeah. Honestly, the pink really pops. The black is really solid.
Mm-hmm.
They turned out pretty well. So we don't have t-shirts for sale, but if someone absolutely wanted a shirt, we could maybe discuss it the next time we plan on doing t-shirts.
Yeah. Or we could give them out as prizes for stuff or something like that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I think that would be fun.
That would be good.
Just buy a bunch of cheaper shirts and get them printed.
Cause it's not horribly expensive, which is the most exciting part.
Yeah.
And we can use our own shirts because some of us are picky.
Lost Aspect, the cheap asshole podcast.
Yes.
I love it. You guys fit in with me so well.
When I was looking at shirts, it was like anywhere between like $50 and $70
for
to get them
one.
Printed online.
Yeah. Oh, that's insane.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And some of them always want like a minimum order of like 12 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And with that, it wasn't a, you now have screens, we'll print these for cheaper next time.
This is a one-time deal.
Yep.
Yeah,
so,
that's crappy.
Correct. This is taking much more longer. I'm really good at words.
So I'm not doing anything that's War Machine related or anything like that for crafts. I just got done fixing my white coat because I blew one of the pockets out, but now I guess I'm making a stuffed rabbit. I just kind of decided on the spur of the moment what I'm doing, so I'm making rabbit ears right now.
With that fabric, that's super cute.
Yeah, it'll just be a patchwork, so.
Are you going to have that for your daughter?
Yeah.
So she can be like Louise from Bob's Burgers.
God damn it, you screwed us.
I think it's awesome.
You don't like Bob's Burgers either?
No,
oh my God.
I don't.
Yes!
I love Bob's Burgers.
How can you guys not like Bob's Burgers?
They're great.
Yeah. Or Crabbit Ears. Yeah.
For once, I'm not the only wrong person.
You are not the only wrong person. I will fully address being wrong because Bob's Burgers is not a bad show, but...
How much have you guys watched?
Not very.
Oh, that's your problem. You need to watch it a little bit more. And I know everyone says that with a lot of things.
I'm sorry,
but
I can't do it.
It gets better.
I don't like the animation of the characters, and Archer's voice in that face is fucking terrible. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm. I think once you get used to it, it's really fitting.
Yeah,
like it's perfect for him.
It's so bad.
You don't even really put the two together anymore.
They're such different characters, too, so it's not even, like, feeling like, oh, this is a little weird. It's, like, two opposite ends of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Somewhere with this today.
I do have to finish a gun. I've been working on running LEDs through a toy gun. And,
That'll be fun.
Yeah, that is almost done.
Mm-hmm.
I had this issue with, I was trying to run a series of 7 or 8 of them.
I think it was 8.
Yeah, well, originally it was 7 and then it turned into 8, but I would run into an ampage drop.
Yes.
Because it wasn't a voltage drop because I was adding more and more batteries and that was not helping it. So since my skills with electronics are very limited,
running a parallel circuit was probably not something I was going to be able to do easily and quickly and figure it out. So I know how to run a serial circuit, which is just a straight circuit, which is pretty simple. But with that, you run into typically a voltage drop. But like, I would get to like the fifth or sixth LED and it would just not power on. Mm-hmm. It was really frustrating, no matter how many, like if I added more batteries, then I would usually kill the first LED in the series. Just becoming really frustrating. Now I'm doing two series of four so that I don't have to worry about that.
I guess I never realized that was so challenging.
Yeah, it's if you're not like versed with electronics, it's very like it's different.
Yeah.
So that's been an really adventure. It was something that I've wanted to do for a really long time, and this costume has given me an excuse to do it. I have a fancy Nerf gun that I'm just waiting to take apart. And
oh, Nerf guns are the best.
Yeah.
We have some at work.
I'm a medical professional. We have Nerf guns at work.
We do. We shoot each other with them at night, and there's nothing else to do. It's great.
I am not surprised.
Yep.
See, I'm used to them being in an office setting, not a medical place setting.
Yep. We gotta have fun, too.
Gotta stay awake somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Try paintballs next time. Those will really get you up.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That'd look great when somebody comes in at 3 in the morning, too, wouldn't it?
Oh, it's okay. It's just blood. Well, you know, that's definitely green. Yeah, just, no, don't worry about it. It's just blood.
Bile.
It's
just bile. No big deal.
So, Buey said, I do not know when the Trencher Patrol Dog comes out, but I might give it a run for its money. Kind of interested in seeing how that turns out all together with the other thing, too, with that pops out more Trenchers.
Oh, the bunker thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm curious to see how that happens. I've never been somebody who runs Trenchers myself, partially because I'm cheap and I don't want to buy them, because Keith already has a set, but he uses them. So, I don't know. We'll see.
But I'm interested in the dog, because I like dogs and
puppies.
I'm interested in this puppy model, because it's a puppy.
Yeah, makes sense. Dogs makes are cool. Sense.
There's a local bulldog breeder that I follow on Facebook, and I know people are like, oh, don't go to a breeder, but like...
Especially not a bulldog breeder. Bulldogs are so inbred. They're so sad.
But these guys are just so cute. Mm-hmm. And I just like seeing them on my Facebook page. And they have two male puppies that are for sale now. And I'm just And they have like the one eye patch. And I'm just like, why are they so adorable? And speaking of bulldogs, off the topic of War Machine... for those of us who do play other games, Steamforge has chibi models this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have seen them. They're so cute.
I've seen the chibi pins. I haven't seen the models
yet. They have chibi models. They've got a chibi salt and shark, so fisherman, and then a chibi princess and Ox, I believe is his name, for butchers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And princess is their bulldog mascot, and she is just...
She's a princess.
She's an adorable model. But I play fisherman, so I'm super excited for those models. Infinity, Corvus Belli, is also doing a chibi model of... Was it Musashi? I can't remember. Brian would know if he were here, and he could just chime in and be like, yep, it's this guy. But they do, like... One of their factions has historical figures.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a, I'm pretty sure it's Musashi as their chibi model this year. And it doesn't look as good.
Mm.
And then someone posted the pins on our page.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Those guys are super cute.
Fucking adorable. Like, I like the pins more than I like the models.
Yeah.
If I spend any money at the Privateer Press this at Gen Con, if the pins are there, that's probably all I'm buying.
They're probably there.
That's pretty much all I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Which is cool because Brian plays Grimkin, so they're really just going to be his pins.
Yeah.
I was hoping that they would release more about what they would have for an exclusive, but besides the stupid Signar thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the
robot lady.
Oh, the
Voltaic Vixen.
Yeah.
So she is for sure a RAM model. I know that I was complaining about that on the last podcast a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it It doesn't. So the RAM model usually is like some sort of beer or drinking.
Yeah, like the Steel Soul keg protector.
Yeah. Yeah. This week, so you said Travis said.
Travis, I found some random posts that people were talking about it, mm-hmm. and they were bitching that it wasn't beer related, mm-hmm. and Travis said it is.
We just don't know how.
I don't know how, and I think somebody asked him how, and I couldn't find the post again.
Okay.
So, Travis, if you're listening,
yeah, chime in, let us know. Elaborate.
Or I guess we'll just have to wait till Thursday.
Yeah. Excuse you. I don't like waiting.
I know. No one likes waiting.
I mean, that's 4 whole days. That's a long time.
Actually, might be able to hit it on Wednesday and see if...
There's going to be people playing War Machine at the RAM on Wednesday night. So, but I don't know if they'll have their t-shirts and stuff for sale yet.
Yeah.
And if the model still looks like the model looked originally, I don't know if I'm super feeling it.
Yeah.
I don't think we're... Well, I told Aaron we're going to wait because it'll be available at other conventions. No?
The model, maybe. If they usually do like a limited run of them, so if they don't sell out...
Because the Gator Lady, you can still buy her.
Yes, if they didn't sell out of her.
Oh, okay.
That's usually what it is. So they do like a... At least to my knowledge, and someone else can confirm for sureies, but they do a limited run, only sell them, and then when they run out of that model, it's just gone.
Okay.
And the... If you guys are interested in the t-shirts, those are only available that weekend.
Yeah, that's
so.
What I want.
I did like the mugs that we got. We got, we went the year after the Steel Skull Keg Protector, so we went with the, I think it was 2013,
would
I'd
have
like
been
to say. Maybe
the
14.
Gator Lady that year?
No, it was the Blighted Bather that year.
Got it.
But it's they had really nice mugs actually at the RAM. They have
they do.
Nice, they're like big pint mugs. They're lovely.
They're like the Steins.
Yeah, they're bigger than that. I suppose them, but those are great. I love those mugs.
And they have the growlers too.
Yep, mm-hmm. They do have growlers.
Yeah, we got lucky actually. They had run out of the Blighted Bather ones, but they had some of the Steel Soul Keg Protector ones left from the previous year. So we actually got the previous year's mugs.
I would love to get a Steel Soul Keg Protector shirt. Just saying that out there if anyone's listening.
You guys are going to do the call out for
me. Good job finding my pin for me. I did. Again, Dave, I don't know if he follows our page because I wasn't able to tag him in the post, but someone reached out to us and was able to sell me a pin for a reasonable rate considering the fact that you cannot find them posted online anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my pin and I'm really excited, and it's not even on my model's bag because I do not want to lose it.
No.
I put it on my backpack though, but I have like, it's not a backpack, it's a messenger bag, and like all of my favorite pins are on the chest strap for it because I'm a nerd. I think this is probably done.
I've got a ways to go.
Yeah, well, you're making a scarf, not a garter, that I've been, like, sewing together for the last half hour. But I'm going to be really lame with it, and I'm going to use some hot glue to make sure it stays up. Because I really don't want it.
No, not on your skin.
No, just, like, little dabs along the inside so that it's kind of, like, sticky.
Oh, yeah.
So it just, like, just holds its... Mm-hmm. So I don't have to, like, keep adjusting
like,
it all day.
Like body glue, but cheap.
Yeah, because I'm cheap.
Yep. Hey, there's no shame in being cheap. I'm super cheap.
Double-sided tape, too.
What? That, I think it, I
you have to go buy that. That's like $3.
I have some in here. No, I don't have some in here. Wait. I've got some heat bond. I can just, you know, iron it onto my flesh.
That seems like a thing. They even have irons in hotels, so you're set.
Oh, the hotel. That's going to be fun to figure out.
So there are 6 of us staying in one room.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually pretty good for Gen Con.
Go us.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
What is it, 2 queens or 2 doubles?
I'm pretty sure it's 2 doubles, which is fine. We'll make it work.
Ethan's not going, is he?
No.
I was going to say, otherwise I could assume Ethan being on the floor.
No, it's Andy and Mark are our floor friends.
Okay.
But we have, it's 2 beds, I'm pretty sure 2 doubles, could be 2 queens, pretty sure it's 2 doubles, and a pull-out couch.
Okay.
I was just going to say you could bring an air mattress, but that works even better.
Yeah. So there's plenty of room. We just went to Costco, got most of our food and snacks. I bought some Kind bars, a 20 box of them, because
that is the smartest thing you can do for a con is bring food. It's so much cheaper, it's so much easier, and it's so much better for you.
That's like, I think all of us are planning that this year, doing like packed lunches. The hotel has free food for our hotel has free breakfast.
So does ours.
So
munches. That's the funniest thing. So I basically all but live out of a hotel right now since I work away from home and they put mm-hmm. me up in a hotel. I found that the cheaper the hotel is, the better the quality seems to be. Like, the more likely they are to give you free breakfast or mm-hmm. to, you know, that's it's just kind of odd.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, like a $50 Super 8 has been way better than, like, a $100 hotel.
And, like, downtown. The Super 8 has, like, the blueberry waffle maker.
Yeah, 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 they're great. Like,
I'm wondering if it's because they're... Well, I think more expensive hotels are usually chains, too.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere that I stay is generally a chain, unfortunately, mm-hmm. but...
What I've noticed is that... What year was it? It wasn't last year. It was the year before. We went and we had a hotel room with our friends Tyler and Justin, mm-hmm. and so I think I may have told this story before, the icebox story.
Yeah.
Casey knows the story.
I don't think I've heard it
too. Okay. So we get into this hotel room and go to the refrigerator, turn it on. Doesn't work.
Okay.
So, sure. Trying to figure out why it's broken.
Yeah.
Call the front desk. Front desk tells us it's not a refrigerator, it's an icebox.
Okay.
Welcome to the 1920s. Your hotel doesn't have a refrigerator, but it's definitely a refrigerator because it has a knob and machinery on the inside.
So it's like it's a really sophisticated icebox for the 1920s.
So it's definitely broken. Okay. And they definitely just told us it's an icebox to keep us happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Go into the shower, and there's not a switch for the vent. There isn't a vent at all.
Oh, okay.
But when you look up in the shower, there's like a grated area for like where steam should be. You walk out of the bathroom, it's a pipe leading back into the room. Just through like the wall. Just
Makes sense. Yeah.
So when someone takes a shit, they can smell everything.
Oh, that's great. That's a feature. That's a feature. That's not a negative.
This hotel was, I think it was $240 a night.
Jesus.
Ouch. And our hotel this year is like $120 a night.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty good actually. Are you guys in downtown Indiana?
No, we're off. We're near the hotel We're near the airport this year.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're what, like 9 or 10 miles from the...
Yeah, it's not too far.
No, that's not bad.
But I honestly think I really would just rather book through Airbnb because I found a place within walking distance for super cheap.
Oh, nice.
And
I'd
like,
be surprised if it was still available.
Yeah, well, I was looking for places to stay Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
Because we might be heading to St. Louis, maybe, we're maybe. Trying to plan to do it, for the eclipse.
Oh, sure.
But, it's been an interesting, this is all done, now I just have to work on my shirt. I think I might have made that a little big, too. That's okay.
So yeah, we might. It was an Airbnb, you said?
Yeah, for $90 for the night. That's and not really 90 good. Bucks a person. $90 for a 2-bedroom loft super near the arch. And
really good,
the only issue is that there wouldn't be guaranteed parking. And that is an issue.
That is an issue.
At this point, it's
an
issue.
You could probably find overnight parking somewhere, though.
Yeah. So, we'll see. But yeah, so that was the plan, kind of, and I don't know how it's going, but we have very not long to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, worst case scenario, you already have a hotel, so that's not so bad.
Yeah, it's just being able to stay another night. Brian doesn't want to have to drive from Indianapolis to St. Louis to home in the same day, though,
yeah,
is
that
the
would
issue.
Suck. That's understandable.
So...
But... Yeah, I've never stayed Airbnb myself, but I've heard really good things about it for the most part, so... We're going to the WTC in September, and we are planning on potentially trying Airbnb for the first time out there. We'll be in Paris for a couple days before the WTC, so we may be able to report.
We used Airbnb last year for Gen Con.
Yeah.
And that went pretty all right.
Hey, I have no complaints, really.
Yeah, I mean, the place was tiny, but it wasn't like, we didn't pay a lot.
It also wasn't really meant for six people, seven people, I don't remember how many went.
Was there actually somebody there, or did they just like rent their entire place out while they were gone?
This place was an entire place, but they do sometimes single rooms or entire places.
Yeah,
or...
the places I was looking at in Paris were all, somebody's there, you know. where you're just renting a room.
I feel a little weird. Somebody living there at the same time, like, yeah. I don't know,
it felt weird having someone live out in the garage, too, while we were there. Or renting
that
the garage.
That was a real thing that happened, by the way.
Did they actually stay in the garage?
Oh, yeah, it's decked out as a place to stay.
Yeah, some people do actually live, make their garages into, like, glorified living space, basically.
Fair enough.
But yeah, a kid and his son were in that one.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really good way to make money using your house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people can pay their entire mortgages just from Airbnb, so that's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. What else were we going to talk about today? I feel like there was other stuff that we talked about. But...
Mr. Malorian.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He's done now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Friday night he posted a video, and it's like a whole... bunch of reasons why he's stopped running events, I think. And I think he said he was still gonna do events, but probably not as much as he used to, because he was talking, did you guys watch the video?
I haven't watched it yet,
because he was talking about how his local community kind of soured out a little bit on him.
It's too bad.
And he was running like a really big event, and at one point he lost like $1,000, or at least four digits.
Oh my goodness.
Don't know the detail. Like, something happened with the place that he had rented for it, and that really kind of effed him over.
Yeah, that's an understandable reason to quit for a while.
Yeah, and then there's some, like, half his community doesn't really like him anymore about a comment that he made that it was just a joke, and they all took it very
seriously.
Bad. Hey, that sounds like me, because I can't tell the difference between sarcasm and not. With my tone, I should say.
Wait, you can't tell the difference between when you're being sarcastic and that?
Oh, no, I, like, think I'm being sarcastic, but people don't.
Oh, the sarcasm.
I have the same problem. Okay.
Like, but also, when John's being sarcastic, I have no fucking clue.
Yep.
Most people I can tell, but John is just, like, straight-faced. He'd be great with poker and everything.
You're married to him.
I know.
That's a bad sign, Casey.
I know.
You need to be able to tell when he's bullshitting you.
The other thing with Mr. Malorian, too, is that he's also kind of done with the page that he's doing, because he was talking about how, I think he used to play 40K, because he talked about how before in 40K he had a lot of viewers, and he knew that by going to War Machine that it was going to be
less,
a little bit less, mm-hmm. because the community is just not as big as 40K.
Yeah.
And... he said things were going good, and then things kind of died down a little bit. But I think probably one of the things that were kind of probably the bullet was, remember when he posted a couple things about, like, women in, it wasn't, like, women specifically in War Machine, but, like, kind of, like, sex in War Machine.
I recall what you were...
And he said that he would get, like, a couple hundred views per video to, like, this video had, like, 4,000 views. And all of the kind of negative feed, I think it was a lot of negative stuff that went along with it. And I think he was just,
trolls came out.
Yeah. So I think he was just done. And he also mentioned too, like, he has family. Mm-hmm. And at one point he actually paused the video and he's like, see, I just had to pause this video and come back to you because I had to tell my kids, no, I can't play with you right now because I'm doing this.
Yeah,
and
no,
he wanted to spend more time with his family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, we're getting rid of toxicity in favor of spending time with family. It's a thing. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's a good thing.
So, it is a good thing.
I'm sad because I always liked his stuff. Even if, you know, some stuff I didn't agree with, I would, you know, post. But it was friendly. It was just talk. Not like how some people can get. But overall, I liked his memes. Like, he was a nice guy. Memes. Yeah.
Like, and he definitely was, I don't know if I would say he was one of our, like, fans, but he definitely, like, brought us up too. And yes. I think that might have brought us some additional viewership. So, like,
yeah, he made us internet famous, guys.
Internet fame.
Sorry, I guess I'm sad to see you go, Mr. Malorian. And I think we're all kind of in the same boat.
It's sad to see people leave the community, period.
Yeah. Especially when they're leaving partially for being, like, a voice of reason. Like, his controversial stuff was not, it's stuff that shouldn't be controversial, you know?
Right. Oh, I mean, I don't mean to bring up stuff that's happened recently, but
oh,
I think...
Oh, yeah, the fact that real Nazis are actually, like, in the streets this
weekend. Real
yeah,
Nazis are a real thing. I think we live in a world where being a voice of reason is not a good thing. Your cloud is cute, by the way.
It actually turned out. Like, I was kind of... It doesn't look like a penis anymore, but it's kind of turned out.
It is. I like it.
Yeah. Thank you.
You made a cute
cloud. No, so real Nazis in the streets. Real Nazis are a real thing. I feel very sheltered right now just seeing all this stuff in the news because... I assumed that I knew real Nazis were out there, obviously, and that they were a real thing. But I kind of assumed they were like the flat earthers, you know, or they're very vocal. They're definitely there, but there's not very many of them.
And people make fun of them.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
you know, they're like the world is 7,000 years old people. You know, or they're just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and that's just how it is. No, they're a real thing, and there's a lot of them. It's pretty scary. To be perfectly honest with you.
Welcome to 2017.
Yeah, what the
worst
fuck?
Worst timeline is what I've decided. We are living in the worst timeline.
No, the worst timeline is when we all blow each other up in the Cold War.
Well,
that'd be pretty... I mean, the cockroaches taking over is a pretty crappy way
I think
to
that
end.
Would be a great timeline, considering. I hate these things. I'm finally cutting off these stupid tassels from the shirt. The shirt had like weird necktie tassels and they're dumb and I hated them and I've been waiting to cut them off.
You grabbed the right scissors.
Are they the
time,
ones
right?
That just I like kind of dangle scissors. In your boobs?
They're like hoodie strings, but they were to tie the neck together.
But it's like, a tank top.
No, well no. Yeah, it was weird. Like so
Why would you
so you can
those?
Hang yourself.
Yeah, so you
can that seems like a thing. That's
so,
a nature.
Like, they were right up here for anyone watching to like tie it together.
Oh, I see.
But I'm
I
getting
see.
Rid of all of these and I'm using these claspy things because I think they look really cool.
So it was like trying to make it look classier, but if you had any boobs at all, it would just like gape and look weird.
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
And they look like fucking hoodie strings. It's not a...
Yeah.
Like, they're not even like nice.
No.
You might be underestimating the flat earthers, apparently.
That's what Jim says.
Friday I had to worry about if we would end up in a fallout yesterday. I wondered
I wonder if that would be so bad. I might be underestimating the number of flat earthers and such. Yeah, that's really depressing. I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Yeah.
Well, good luck getting off of it because
I suppose
it's the world is flat. My favorite like part of the flat earther is there's a meme out there where it shows like all of this science to prove
and it's like I cross posted that
launching like satellites into space and everything for someone to get on the internet and post about how the world is flat.
Yep,
like
it's great.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah,
I was just gonna say my favorite meme about flat earthers is if the world was flat, cats would have knocked everything off the earth by now.
That's true. That's also true. Yeah, lots of good evidence, guys.
I saw a meme this morning that pertains to the, you know, North Korea and the
That's another big fucking disaster, isn't
and,
it?
And it was, I don't remember the first part, but it meant new episodes of Smash.
Gotta look on the bright sides, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah, Monty Python, The Life of Brian was not wrong.
And that's about
speaking of North Korea, we might get our wish with how the world would end up in fallout, if that would be such a bad thing. Somebody just commented that maybe that wouldn't have been such a bad thing. We might get it after all. So, I mean, maybe. We can keep our fingers crossed, I guess, and, you know, hope for the best here.
We shall see.
Yeah.
I'd rather not, but we shall see.
No, I mean...
On to a different topic.
Yeah. I mean, even the radiation-induced cancer is really a pretty shitty way to die, I suppose. So.
Yeah. What else is there?
Discworld explains the flat Earth meme.
That is true.
There is nothing. Just sad. The world's a sad, Casey.
Yeah, I do have to say, on the topic of Nazis, I mean, eugenics really is looking better and better, but it's not for the reasons they think.
Getting rid of Nazis? Can we use eugenics to get rid of Nazis?
Intentionally selecting for maybe IQ.
That's my... that whole pseudo, like, intelligence thing, though,
sure,
really
sure.
Just gets me, where it's like, I'm a very smart person, and therefore I'm going to play devil's advocate and tell you why maybe this opinion might be good, or how both sides are just as bad. Oh, like, yeah, fuck
it's usually,
you.
It's usually pseudo-intellectual bullshit. I'm just being an asshole.
That's all right.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to sew these on.
What are you trying
these
to do?
These are weird buttons.
She's trying to sew the buttons.
Yeah.
Oh, the little claspy things.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to do it by hand. Do you see the...
Oh, for sure.
The little circle thing?
No, that's where it clasps.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess you're going to have to do it here.
Oh. But then isn't the thread going to show?
Well, I'm...
Oh, you're using gold thread. Okay.
Yeah.
What does the other one look like?
Mm-hmm. This? I have to take the thing off.
Yeah. That's what I would do. Or maybe even...
From that center where the little bracket is, probably?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Okay.
Like there, because then it won't... Then it'll be a little more stable.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of weird that they don't have... Yeah, that's what I would do.
You remember, what would Danielle do?
Yeah.
Have any of us actually played any games recently?
I have.
Why don't you talk about your games?
That was great. So I've been on the hiatus. It was, like, after Adepticon, I did the Baraboo tournament, and then I was just kind of like, fuck this game. So I decided to play, and I played your Brian, who was playing Grimkin, and I was afraid, because he has those fucking pigs, and I was just like, how the hell am I going to deal with
because
this?
Because they're OP and their names are stupid.
And they're ugly, but...
Their names are piggybacks, by the way.
So I decided to play my...
I get it, because piggies are on the back. Do you, though? I'm not so sure.
So I decided to play my bread and butter Rask, because even with not playing for a few months, I know how to play him. He's not hard to play. I know how to play Posse. I've been playing them for years. So the game went well. I actually, at the end, I'm not really familiar with SR17, which I need to read, if I want to start playing again more.
You weren't missing much.
Well, I need to know how to win scenario. So I am missing a little bit, because Brian's like, you probably want to move this here, or you're going to lose. And at the end, it was either I kill him, or he wins on scenario, and it took me a little while to think of the turn, but that's where I took that picture the other Friday of the little snapper, because I knew I wasn't going to be able to get... I had a Rassler that was close to his caster, but it was blocked by two fucking pigs, and I had another Rassler that was behind a house, so that wasn't going to work, and the only one that had line assigned to him was this little pig, or this little bull snapper. So I remembered that Rask has an amazing gun, and I shot him, and I reduced his def to 5, because the snapper's issue is biting. You can pump him up, but if he can't hit, then he's just SOL, because he has 2 fury.
Mm-hmm.
So I shot him, I reduced his def to 5. I forgot to do damage, so I would have probably put a little damage on him, too. And then I put rage and fury on that snapper, and then he just went to town, which was fun. Like, I didn't really think I was going to do it, and Brian, you know, kind of realized some mistakes that he made as well, but I just, you know, I think coming back into the game and actually playing games instead of listening to the internet helped me out.
Yeah, listening to the internet echo chamber has been terrible. It's reduced a lot of my desire to play, for sure.
So, afterwards, we were actually driving home, and I can't drive home anymore, because... I about fall asleep when I'm driving. But actually, I thought of a list, because I'm like, okay, I played Rask. I'm like, I want to go back to Caliban, because before Adepticon, I was playing Caliban a little bit, and I dropped him because I was trying to prepare for the Adepticon event that I did. And I made a list. I'm like, I just made it a tired list. And like a week ago, I decided to go on the game's discount games website, and I'm like, I want to see minions lists that are winning. And it was actually one list that I found was almost identical, except for instead of Posse, it had Croaks in it, but it was the same thing that I made. Mm-hmm. And I was so proud of myself. And Aaron's like, well, you have a limited faction anyway. And it's like, I know, but
don't steal your thunder.
I made a good list besides one thing. So
I have a limited faction, and there's still some complexity. That's the word I'm looking for to making lists. Like, you don't just You're not just like, oops, I put this caster with these models and suddenly I'm playing what everyone else is playing.
It's almost especially when you're in a limited faction because you guys don't have as many theme forces.
Right. And that was the thing. It's in theme. Yeah. But a lot of people like to pick posse in theme because you get more boxes, which is amazing.
Sure.
And they get snacking. but with this theme, it's a Caliban list with two Sacra Vaults, two Spitters, I think min unit of Croaks and max unit of Croaks.
Okay.
And some solos in it, too. So I'm pretty excited to try Shooty Caliban because that's what I used to do with him before.
Are you thinking about playing, I think we maybe talked about this before, but playing at Gen Con at all in Iron Arena or anything?
I don't think I'm going to bring, because don't you have to pay for Iron Arena?
I believe so.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to bring my,
There's so much to do at Gen Con. Yeah. There's a lot.
It really is. What events did you pick out, Danielle? I know we talked about it, but I think you only told me like the one... your gemstone,
my fortune telling.
Yeah,
maybe I can predict the sex of my baby. actually, wrote down here. So,
you said you find out in September.
September, yeah,
that's real soon. Not too long.
Yeah. So Friday, I have two events. I have a costume class at 10, and fortune telling at 4, which is fortune telling with gemstones. So.
Hey, I told you, I've always wanted to, like, do that, but
as long
I just...
As you don't start faith healing, you're all...
No.
They're another of those weird fringe groups like the Flat Earthers.
Casey, what events do you remember that you have?
I don't think I signed up for any actual events. Mm-hmm. I just know I'm on the brew tour thing and the burlesque thing, and John signed up for something with leather.
What's the burlesque thing?
There's a burlesque show on Thursday that we decided to all go to together.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Yeah. Nerdy burlesque.
Is that, oh, it's nerdy burlesque. Okay, I was wondering if it was Gen Con related or not.
Yeah. It's nerdlesque.
So I'm assuming they're in costumes, right? Like,
or steampunk or something, maybe.
We'll find out.
Because I know of somebody, the cosplayer that does burlesque, and it's actually pretty cute, because the one outfit she had, it was, like, breakfast-themed.
Okay.
And she's done some Street Fighter things that burlesque too, but it was kind of cute. I don't know why it's cute, but it's adorable dressing up and doing burlesque, I guess.
I think they do, I've seen some of their pictures, but there's like someone who wears like a giant D20. Like,
that's kind of
weird.
That's
all they wear.
That's kind of weird.
Where, like,
like it's a suit.
Okay,
like,
I was gonna say you can't cover just, one. Yeah.
I mean, it could be a male where that's just all they're wearing. True. I'd be okay with that.
D20 cock sleeve.
Oh, speaking of cheesecake, that's my recommendation for this time for sure. But I've been watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure recently. Ooh. That's actually been a great show. They're all these big, so it's great. It's like it's the opposite of Cheesecake for Men, and it's wonderful. It's it's all these large, like 6'6" big burly men wearing very little, not necessarily very little, I guess. They've usually got like muscle shirts and stuff on. Mm-hmm. They're constantly striking poses, though. It's a good series for itself as well, but they're, if you pay attention, they are just almost every frame is it's done very true to the manga, where they've all got, they're all in some kind of a pose. It's great.
That's pretty good. We've been watching My Hero Academia, and that is also really, like, it's definitely more, like, your traditional, or not, I wouldn't say traditional anime, but, like, what has become typical for anime in the contemporary days.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been interesting, and it's not, like...
What are you laughing at, Andy?
I think he's playing Fallout
Andy
down there.
Andy did a random laugh.
He's watching a cinematic.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought he was laughing at us.
Yeah, nope, it's good.
That
anime.
Was creepy.
All
right. Oh, another series recommendation. It's on the Funimation streaming website. Bikini Warriors.
Bikini Warriors.
It is
that under the fan service tab?
It is. It is. It's like a 12 series. It's like a 12 episode series. Each episode's only like 5 minutes though. And it's fantastic because it knows exactly what it is. It is,
isn't that like High School of the Dead too? Was just
super
fan service that knows what it is.
Well, no, it's super fan service, but it's all RPG, like Dungeons and Dragons tropes.
Okay.
Like there's one episode where they go, There's one episode where they just have bikini armor and that's just what they have and it gives them so many stat boosts and they're very excited about it. But it knows exactly what it is, like I said. But there's one particular episode where they're trying to get a staff for their mage and it's a really high powered staff, but then they have to sell absolutely everything they have, everything down except for their armor. So they sell all of their potions, all of their healing items, all of their other weapons. They get the staff, they fight their way through the dungeon, and they are, by the boss room, they are absolutely exhausted, completely out of mana, almost out of HP. So they're not prepared, they have to go back, and they're not going to be prepared at all for this boss. Mm-hmm. Unless they get lucky, and this last chest they open is like a full heal potion for their mage, who can then heal the rest of them. So they open this chest. What's in the chest?
The staff
of the mage. The staff. The motherfucking staff.
Yeah, that yeah. sounds like your typical RPG there.
Yeah, yeah. It knows exactly what it is. It's great. Yeah. It's all fan service all the time, but I was pretty on board with it. It was worth watching.
We had a question come over from...
That's my brother.
Okay.
Your Derek.
Brother. Hello, Casey's brother.
Hi, Eric. So he asked... Derek. Derek.
Yeah, Eric.
Sorry. I heard that. Yeah. And, but how did you all come up with your list of your factions as a newbie to the game?
Where or how?
That's the best way to come up with a list.
Just follow a theme force.
Yes. Or you follow a theme force. People... The way that I remember, and I guess it's different now with theme forces being really prevalent, is that... people like in the States typically pick a caster and work off of that. Mm-hmm. But don't people like overseas usually like have an idea of what they want to build and then find the caster that's most synergistic for it?
Yeah, that's my understanding at least. And that's probably actually a more practical way to do it.
Really, I think with list building though, you're just kind of picking, I think right now, what you want to play. When you're new to the game, finding what you want to play, what interests you, and then finding stuff that works with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think digging too much into the competitive mindset is really good for someone who is new, because then you kind of get into all of the really toxic conversations that people tend to get into.
Yeah, like if you want to do, like I wanted to do Shredder Spam, which of course I wasn't able to do till the end of Mark 2.
Yeah. You gotta have, like, 30 shredders.
Yeah. And, yeah, just gotta have, like, 30 shredders, and you just do it, man. You just do it. I still have to do it yet, but I have the shredders.
Oh, well, of course, now it's not good anymore.
I know, yeah. Exactly.
Damn it.
Like, I got the rest of my shredders at Adepticon before they got to Mark 3.
Oh.
Yep.
That's rough.
And that was next like right week before. Was Mark 3. It's like, son of a bitch.
I feel like my list, I don't even know. I think the first list that I was really introduced to when I started to play Scorn, because I wanted to get better at the game than not playing minions because they sucked in Mark 2, Aaron found what would work for me. And it was this list that won at a tournament, and it was Resheth and some beast and Posse, which I love the Posse. I love what they do. They were the best unit.
Resheth with the Posse is really good.
Yeah, in Mark 2. So I rocked that, and I didn't really find my bearing in my second list. So a lot of my tournaments were one list because I love that list because I just loved what the Posse did. And then in Mark 3, I just feel like I've evolved. I don't know. I hate to say that, but I feel like I've evolved in kind of thinking of like how things work together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
you will. Your thought process will evolve.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
And I think playing and just throwing things together and seeing what works and doesn't work. I remember one point, I think it was one of my early games, Brian told me, like, this doesn't really go with this. He was trying to, like, ask me, like, what am I trying to do? Mm-hmm. And then that just kind of clicked, like, okay, this doesn't really work, and I need to get things that work
and learn
for
to
each
evaluate
other.
What does work and what doesn't takes time as well. You have to kind of figure out what you're trying to have happen and how what you're doing is how what you're doing is accomplishing that.
Right.
That is really good feedback though from Jim. Step one, go out to the Facebook group for your faction. Step two, read and ignore all of it.
Yep. That sounds about right.
That is a
The Facebook groups are this unique combination for them, with a couple of exceptions of both toxic and useless.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. There are so many people who
I don't know if they're trolling or if they just, like, don't know what they're talking about. Like, I mean, I'm certainly not a stellar player. Yeah, oh yeah, they're the flat earth. They're the flat earth. They're the flat earth. They're a war machine. Oh my god. That, well. You just made everything make so much sense.
I also sewed on a button that I didn't know I would be able to sew onto a shirt, so...
It looks good, too.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Gold thread is a real thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it to function.
All right, Rumpelstiltskin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did it.
Ow. Damn it.
Someone's phone is stupid. You are stupid, phone. Danielle, you are a much better player. What? Oh, yeah. I think, yeah, you definitely have progressed quite a bit as a player.
Unlike me.
Well, Danielle actually plays games, Casey.
Yeah. I've actively regressed as a player. I'm much worse than I used to be. Yeah.
Well, he talks about that, though. Like, because you hadn't played in a while, but when you, like, played it, you picked everything back up.
Yeah.
You were just... very familiar with what you were doing before. Like, I remember all of what my convergence does.
Right.
But I couldn't remember how to charge because I play several different games that'll have charging.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's what I figured out when I was doing AOS too, is like, yeah. You can't play two games. I think that's the advantage. Play one game. Don't mix games. Although it's fun. I will say that.
Age of Sigmar.
Yeah, I like the models in Age of Sigmar. They look really pretty.
GW has always had gorgeous models. Yeah. That is a problem. That is
Kingdom Death has beautiful models.
I'm gonna need a whole.
I've been seeing so much more Kingdom Death, and it's just beautiful.
I need a whole new shelf for that because we put up the shelving unit a couple weeks ago, and it's full with what we currently have.
Surprised.
And a third of it is Cthulhu Wars, and it's just like.
Is it like a?
It's more models.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's more models. It's more fucking models.
I was gonna say, I don't even think I've heard you guys talk about that.
I do have to start working on the Dark Souls board game models again.
Oh, those are neat models, too.
Yeah, they are really cool models. Steamforge did a good job with those. And they did a good job with the game.
Really, yep. All of that is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it's actually really fun. There's a little contest in one of the Gen Con pages to win some metal dice that are really cool looking.
Oh yeah.
And it was like, what is your current favorite tabletop game? And I was just like immediately button slam Dark Souls right now because it is really fun.
Mm-hmm. I think I put Gloomhaven because that's the one that we're playing with Geesey and Nathan right
fucking
now.
Brian put D&D. I'm like, Brian, you've never played D&D. He's just like, yeah, but I just went with like easy to remember and uses dice. And I'm like,
mostly. D&D is not easy to remember, though.
No, it's easy complex. To, like, off the top of his head.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Game that uses dice that, like, I can think of really quickly.
Gloomhaven doesn't even use dice. The fuck?
Brian, you fucked up.
Yep. He doesn't even play D&D.
Yeah, Kingdom Death, I'm still... I don't know when all the models are supposed to be coming.
It's probably not going to be for a long time. Have you seen their backlog?
Oh, shit, no. Have not.
They're like one of the most successful Kickstarters of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
It's because people like to see women tied to chairs as chairs.
Mm. Yep.
Chairs that are actually asses.
Yeah.
It's probably they have a lot of equal opportunity cheesecake too, though.
They do. Yeah. I'm not a fan of the
style.
I think they're beautiful. It's not the style. I think the models are gorgeous. My issue is more the, I don't know, like the weird like level of BDSM that is just like so over the top with those models.
I don't know why you got a kink shame, Amanda.
I'm kink shaming hard. Like, I think my problem is that the game is definitely visually not family friendly.
No, that's true.
I think that's my issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even beyond that. It's like very degrading to everyone. Like, I don't like it. Dirty.
Ding dong.
Who rang the doorbell?
Someone rang your doorbell. Ding dong.
Maybe they ordered pizza.
Who rings the doorbell at Andy's place?
I don't know.
Like the one time I came here, the first time, and I was like, okay, I'll just walk in.
Oh, yeah, why didn't you say King of Tokyo or New York? We are playing Giant King of Tokyo at Gen Con this year. Brian and I got tickets to that. I'm super excited.
Oh, that'll be fun.
I really want to throw some of those giant dice.
Oh, it's literally giant. I thought you meant like it's a big
It's
event.
Like life size.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, when is that? I want to come watch. Can I watch?
3 to 4 on Saturday, which is the same time as the cosplay parade, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
So when I realized that, I was kind of upset because I would prefer to watch the cosplay parade. But we are not saying no to any events this year because we very often will have our event tickets and then just be like, I don't really feel like going right now. Mm. So. Yeah. I have a button. Now I have to do 3 more.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh well.
But
you got the one conquered.
Yeah.
What time is it, guys? How long have we been going?
4:30.
Okay. Maybe. For a while. We can move on to recommendations. Even though we kind of already recommended some anime.
Yep. Yeah, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Good series.
I'm going to have to recommend Spider-Man Homecoming because I finally saw that a couple weeks ago. Or last week, whatever. It was really good.
Was it really good or are you just wrong about that?
Oh, no, it was good. My favorite part were the little instructional videos.
The Captain America videos?
Yes,
those were awesome. So good.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad movie. It was, I feel like it was on the, like, on the good side of neutral.
Okay.
Like, it was acceptable. Worth seeing.
Okay.
It's the same thing with the Dark Tower, though. There are so many people who gave it bad reviews.
We did not get to see that yet.
I'm not going to spoil it, but
I've heard good things about it.
It's definitely better than people are saying. Like, don't listen to the reviews. If you want to see it, go see it and form your own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like 4:30. Thanks for telling us the time, Twitch chat.
Thanks, Jim. Wrap it up, ladies.
I don't really have a recommendation. Do you?
I'm trying to think of one.
Think faster.
I am trying. Don't rush me. I'm boring.
It's okay to be boring.
Take the standard recommendation. Come play Destiny with me so I'm not lonely.
Oh, how does Destiny Cans going?
How is Destiny Camp?
Cans.
Oh, let me tell you this bullshit story while Daniel gets into recommendations. So Destiny is doing several promotions, two of which are food based. One is Pop-Tarts. You buy a box of Pop-Tarts.
I saw you post on Facebook about how that's the only reason you ever purchase Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, I don't like Pop-Tarts. I think, the brown sugar cinnamon ones are pretty okay. But
that's
not
the kind of Destiny ones are, though, are they?
Well, they might be, but right now I have a box of strawberry and a box of cherry at home, and I make Brian eat the cherry ones because I really don't like those. I also don't like chocolate very much, so that cuts out most things in the world.
Sure.
So they've got, like we were saying, Pop-Tart. You buy a box, you send them a picture of your receipt, and you get an experience boost, which is great, fun, good, whatever.
You could just buy them and donate them.
That's exactly the thing, is you can do that because you don't even have to open the box to get the code. Mm-hmm. You just snap a picture of your receipt. You could return it too, but I'd rather just
I know that's not good, but it's they should make you open the box.
Mm-hmm. The other promo that they have is Rockstar Cans will have codes on the cans and their prizes. Okay. So they're doing things like in-game you're getting emblems, gear, out of game you can win things like a fucking motorcycle.
Oh, nice.
Like there's tons of prizes. Both promos begin September 1st because the game launches September 6th.
All
right. There are already boxes of Pop-Tarts in every Walmart everywhere forever. There are cans of Rockstar in the UK being purchased like nobody's business.
Okay.
We reached out to the local Pepsi distributor, who you can reach out to. They have a contact us. Sure. You can send them an email. The Madison area is not getting cans of Destiny Rockstar until September 11th.
Oh. Well, that's kind of mopey, isn't it?
Yep. Which is my birthday. Whatever. You know, that's cool. I can go get cans of Rockstar on my fucking birthday. But they are limited prizes per week.
Mm-hmm.
and they do prizes per week. You miss out on a whole week of prizes.
So you're gonna have to drive to Milwaukee to get,
if the Milwaukee area even gets them.
Yeah.
Because people are like, the only places that have seen them so far are like New York and California and the UK. Like all of the UK has gotten them.
It seems like there should be an eBay market for that.
There should be, but I don't want to pay that much for cans. Also, with the chance that somebody's already used the code.
That's fair. There's a pretty good chance of that, I would imagine.
Yep.
Even if you purchase them, for that matter.
Yep. Just take pictures of those codes. Some.
Yep, because people are shit pigs. Bluish color
into that. Yep. I'm good.
But that's my shitty story about Pepsi and their shitty distribution.
So what's your recommendation?
Don't drink Pepsi products.
Unless you're getting Destiny codes.
Yes. Does anyone drink Rockstar? Because I will probably have a large number of cans.
I think Aaron drinks it.
Okay. So I might pass some your way.
Yeah, we can buy it off you.
If I don't like them, because I...
What flavor was it?
So there's like the regular, the fruit punch, and the zero calorie.
Okay. I think he likes the fruit punch.
Okay. Because I think that might be the one that I might enjoy. So I'm probably gonna get
it smells pretty good.
One of the artwork of one of the artwork of the other, and then like buy the other ones because I'll actually consume them and just be hyped up all the time. So if I'm like crazy all of the month of September, you guys know why. Okay. Also, come play Destiny with me because it's gonna be a lot of fun. That's my recommendation. Always, forever. And then we'll go back to sewing this button on because I'm done talking with my hands.
I guess my...
You did put that down to talk. That's really adorable.
I guess my recommendation is stupid, but in Heroes of the Storm, I've been playing Rexxar because for the Suns Out, Guns Out event, with every level that you had for a hero, you got a free box, which is free summer stuff.
Guns Out.
It's pretty awesome. So that led me to play Rexxar, which, if you guys don't know who Rexxar is, he's a troll thing, or half orc, half troll, that has a bear, and her name is Misha. So in Heroes of the Storm, she is a separate pet, so he's kind of like a hunter, and then she has like a stun on her, and she can do some other things for him, too.
Yeah, I remember she used to be broken as shit. For Heroes of the Storm, she was really, really good.
They nerfed the fuck out of them.
I'm sure they did, because she was really, really good.
And then he was unplayable. And I think they fixed him recently, and that's when I started playing. And, God, he's a beast. Like, maybe I'm just that good with her, but because I like to say that I am, because I love it. But I love playing him. So much fun. I can take bosses by myself, and nice. people help me with camps, and it's like, I don't need your help, like, get the fuck away. Like, just go do something more productive than help me, because I will finish this. And overall, I just really enjoy playing him, because I like beating the shit out of people. So that's my recommendation. Play Rexxar.
Beating the shit out of people.
That's Danielle's recommendation. Beat the shit out of people.
Well, I feel so silly, because it's like, I tell my bear she's doing a good job. It's me. Aww. Like,
good bear.
So it's silly, but...
No, that's cute.
That is cute.
She does a good job. She stuns people, and
it's great.
Kills people. And one of the lines he says, too, is like, Misha, you don't know where that's been.
Put that down, child.
That's right. A phrase that you're going to get used to.
Yeah.
We're so far beyond that point where it's like, oh, that's kind of ucky, isn't it?
I like the meat. The meat that she was chewing on.
Oh, God, the meat. She did something so awful with the meat recently.
Oh, really?
She absolutely loves our roommate. She calls him Uncle Marshall. Like, she adores our roommate. He was gone at work one day, and she was not happy that he was gone because she opened his door and he was not there. She went through his garbage, found some old pieces of, like, pizza meat and, you know, pieces of rotting meat, and she filled his bed with rotting meat.
Oh, that's good.
So he came home to take a nap, and his bed was full of rotting meat.
Well, that's what he gets for going to work.
Yeah, yeah. Don't fuck with a 2-year-old, I guess. Moral of the story. That could be my other recommendation. Don't fuck with a 2-year-old.
You finish it? It looks nice.
Good job.
Holy shit. Wait, how are their ends? I thought it was like a vagina scarf where it's like... Oh, it is like a vagina scarf. Holy shit.
I think when you pull it tighter, it loses its like roundness, probably. I'm asking you. Okay.
Nodding's really good for audio, I heard.
Yeah. Casey nods.
While Andy comes up, I guess.
Andy!
We can talk about next time we podcast. I don't know when it's going to be, but I think we're planning on doing videos at Gen Con.
I think we'll do maybe some live feeds and stuff. So
we're going to try and get some people on for the WITC too. Megan O'Ryan and I are going to be on a team.
So that should be fun.
That will be fun.
So I don't know when. It's probably officially September when we go live here again.
Probably. Yeah.
But we'll just do some stuff in the meantime to kind of fill people in.
Yeah. And also, if any of you are going to Gen Con,
come find us.
Amanda, if you find us with our shirts, Amanda's fine with doing fist bumps.
I said firm handshakes.
Firm handshakes. Sorry. Firm handshakes. I give hugs. And I don't know what Danielle does.
I probably will do a handshake because my stomach hurts to touch. So
I feel like that's a cosplay is not consent thing. Handshakes versus hugs.
No, I just, it's hot there. People get sweaty and I'm not touching that. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
a hugs person. You don't like hairy man sweat?
Nope. Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
You're missing out.
Well, especially in a top like this, like it's all boob that's going to be out. I feel like.
Yeah.
And my boobs are huge right now. So I just.
I don't got any. So
that is the unfortunate part about after you have the baby.
Oh my god.
You're going to look like a porn star.
That sucks.
Like, I straight up look like a porn star.
I just... Like, I need a new bra, and I'm so sad. But anyway.
Yeah, just get a cheapy one, like a good sports bra, because it's not going to last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Andy!
Andy!
Andy's busy playing BioShock, guys.
Help!
So, we'll just keep talking at you until he decides to come stop the
How
podcast.
Do we shot podcast, Andy?
Until he teaches us the ways of the computer. I mean, it's just stopping the Twitch feed.
I mean, we are women, and Google does say that we're bad at technology. Yeah, so to be fair.
Right. I did send a message. I said we're wrapping up.
Okay, bye.
Bye, guys.